last hour to get this show, get the farm instructions.
Last minute instruction time.
Yeah, I need you to take that hoe and get that field.
Put her outside. Oh.
Make that manure pile bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And pull all those cows over to the South 40.
And don't give me any lip, mister.
Or I'll dock your pay 1 gallon of milk.
That's right. No free ice cream for you today.
I wonder if that's how he pays the employees, is in milk and ice cream.
You know what? His ice cream, I think, is pretty good, so it might not be a bad deal.
I can't believe he didn't take any free ice. And hey, it's a good day show, by the way, with Jennifer and Rich and Doug.
Oh, yeah.
Yelling instructions somewhere on the farm, and Roberta also. So.
Hi, it's 7 8. Actually, is it 8 at the... I guess it is.
What's going on the farm?
You missed our fantastic intro.
We just heard you yelling farm instructions all over
Nobody
the place.
Nobody cares. It's not relevant to the audience, so we will move on. What is relevant, though, I find interesting our poll today, focusing on James Bond and the upset. People are upset by the funniest things or the silliest things, but is this just an example of the world selling out for all of the, 24 Bond movies to this point? 24, 25. The mantra has been martini shaken, not stirred. So now that's out the window. Because Heineken Beer has put up some money to have their beer prominently placed. And we see this all the time. There are lots of different examples of what they call product placement. Television shows, movies.
That's how people are making money now. With DVRs, everybody's fast-forwarding through commercials. So that's the way they're actually doing advertising.
You see it on American Idol with the Coke cups on their desk or whatever. And then the Fords, you know, they do the video and the Ford Focus type thing.
Yeah. So is this the way? It isn't new, but you wonder how much of it, and this brings to our attention, I guess, how much of it is a part of the daily decisions for these business people. That's what they are. The movie producers are business people. So they need to underscore whatever it is that makes them money.
They couldn't go out and get Sky Vodka as a... I mean, why did they have to change a major... That is a major character change.
Yeah, and something he always said, shaken, not stirred.
Right.
You can't shake beer.
Right.
But you can't blow up when you open up the can.
Not a good idea.
Yeah, right, exactly. So our, this sort of goes back into the era of the Bond flicks and who was the best James Bond. Most people say Sean Connery. I think we run this poll about once a year.
Mm-hmm.
Connery, Lazenby.
Yeah, I'm a Connery guy.
Lazenby comes in last usually. Here's how it goes. This is the way it goes. Connery's first. Moore and Brosnan sort of tie for second. Daniel Craig is sort of new to it, but he's done a good job in the two movies that he's done. So he'll come in third. And then Dalton comes in fourth, and Lazenby comes in a weak fifth. That's the way it all... Lazenby did one movie. It was awful. And Dalton did a couple...
What about Peter Sellers?
Kind of plastic. He did... he played James Bond in the spoof...
Casino Royale.
Casino Royale. Right. David Niven was in it. But I don't know that anybody takes that movie seriously.
No.
Didn't they call the first one that Craig did Casino Royale, though?
Yes.
Two? I think they did. Yeah.
Yep.
Right. So... Anyway.
He's pretty good for the new guy. I like Daniel Craig.
I like him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They, you know, when they did the reboot type thing where it's a lot more action, it's not as kind of hokey.
The hokiest was Roger Moore. He played it in a way. It was campy, and you could tell by the expressions on his face, his body language, that it was, it's kind of an...
I liked him. It was cool, but not as serious.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, this is a matter of supreme urgency and utmost importance. You tell us who your favorite James Bond is at DougStefan.com. You can always send email along, Doug@DougStefan.com. Jennifer's monitoring Facebook.com/Good Day Show. What do we have? It's the action lines or questions. Sometimes we actually post some videos and pictures as well there.
Yeah, we have your LSD picture up there. Doug's LSD is a little different than everybody else's. But that is up there right now. Your LSD on a prescription bottle, I believe. Isn't that right?
LSD, laughing, singing, and dancing. It is a prescription for happiness.
Exactly.
Prescription for well-being. Prescription for good stuff. And, yeah, I thought that was kind of clever, actually. It put everything into perspective.
So you can join our club, our LSD club, at facebook.com/gooddayshow.
The club. How many of you are in a club at work or elsewhere? Some churches. This was interesting. Following this lottery thing last week, the various types of organizations that got together to go buy $100, $1,000, in some circumstances, a lot of money.
We did.
Was so how much did you spend at Sierra?
A big whopping $57, I
think. $57. Richie, did you at Radio America buy lottery tickets?
No, we didn't as a
company. As a group?
Yeah,
you didn't.
No, we did not.
Yeah, I know a lot of people who did this. The question yesterday, the most you've ever won playing the lottery, 30% of you said you'd never won a cent, 23% said less than $10, 20% said about 50. 12% said between 50 and 100, 11% said 100 to 1,000, 4% of you who responded to this poll at DougStefan.com said you'd won over $1,000 in lottery money. That's pretty significant when you consider the odds are, what was the odd last time, 1 in 76 million that you'd win anything?
Yeah, you're supposed to be more likely to get the plague or struck by lightning or something like that.
Did you hear about the guy struck by lightning three times?
Did you hear about the guy, and I can't remember where he was, that won the lottery and said, I've got, or bought a lottery ticket and said to his buddies, I've got a better chance of getting hit by lightning than winning this lottery, and then later while playing golf got hit by lightning?
Now here's an unfolding Mega Million saga from Maryland that's taken a new turn.
This is crazy.
Story at DougStefan.com. Melanda Wilson is her name. She works at a McDonald's. She was one of those who claimed that she had a winning ticket, and now she says that she hid the paper someplace inside the restaurant.
And she can't cash it in now because she can't find it?
Nobody, she says she's one of the winning tickets.
Nobody has seen the ticket, though. Not even her lawyer.
Right.
So I have a winning ticket, too, by the way.
Yeah. Nobody knows whether she's really the winner or whether she's just...
Well, why would you pay any attention to her? What's the? Why would she say anything if she didn't?
Because nobody else has stepped up saying they are the winner.
Right.
What, of the Maryland ticket or any of them?
The one that was bought at the 7-Eleven in Maryland. There are no other people stepping forward saying, I've got the winning ticket. She's the only one saying, I've got the winning ticket. Yet nobody has seen her.
But she hasn't substantiated her claim.
Correct.
She hasn't produced the ticket.
Correct.
Inside the McDonald's. Okay, that's... I left my ticket there somewhere safe.
It fell into the fryer. Oh, no.
Yeah. I'm waiting for things to calm down. So why would you call attention
McLottery
to yourself, idiot?
Exactly.
What are you, nuts?
You know everybody in that place that works there is hunting for that quote-unquote missing lottery ticket. They're tearing it up.
Well, that's the latest turn, and the story is at DougStefan.com. Speaking of stories, for those of you who have heard me tell this story any number of times, it has lots of value. You have a prostate if you're a gentleman, and more than 50% of you will suffer some sort of prostate problem during the course of your life. Age-related prostate conditions become a big issue as you get into your 50s and get older. So when you hear the stories, and there are a lot of good products that are out there, a lot of men get their prostate checkup. I had mine with my annual physical the other day. But so many of you don't do it, and you wait till there is an emergency. It's important to take care of your prostate. Your prostate can affect urine flow and sleeping habits and intimacy. Do not wait. Get to, and by the way, the wonderful thing about this is you get help, and you don't have to pay for it because it's free. The first bottle is part of that million bottle giveaway. Master Prostate works because there are 12 key ingredients that promote a healthy prostate, including getting a great night's sleep. That's what you want. You want to get sleep, and this stuff will keep you from having to get up. Call this number now, 800-421-1712, to order your free bottle. Become part of the million bottle giveaway. Test it out free. You'll find that you will stop getting them in the middle of the night. That's great for you and your partner. 800-421-1712. Plus, it protects you. Excuse me. I didn't even have peanuts, Richie. I don't know why.
Because you were out just running around on the manure piles.
800-421-1712.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Well, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
So how you hitting them?
Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
Four!
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum, always your most complete.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Sure, Walmart can save you money, but do they have everything you need for a beautiful lawn? Absolutely. Like Scott's Turf Builder with Plus 2 Weed Control, now only $16.37. Walmart has low prices on all your favorite lawn and garden products from Scott's and Miracle-Gro. Come in and see for yourself. Compare Walmart's prices on the same items from any other store. Because we want you to grow the greenest lawn on the block. And watch your savings grow. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Any multivitamin can say it's complete, but when you dig deeper, are you getting more than the bare basics? Does it have everything essential with quality ingredients, clinically studied? Do the homework and you'll find the choice comes down to just one, Centrum. The multivitamin that goes beyond the basics of other brands with nutrients essential for optimal health. So you're at your best. Centrum, always your most complete.
It's freezing back here.
Ugh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Sorry.
Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip, and we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
All right, I'm looking at all the things that are happening in the world today. I'm thinking about the world that we live in and how connected we are to things that 20, 30 years ago we never would have known would exist, all this technology. There's a new project from Google that we highlighted, DougStephan.com, today. Augmented reality glasses that put all the functions of a smartphone in a pair of glasses. It's voice activated so you can use it whenever you need it.
Huh.
Do you think that's cool? Why would you need?
Yeah, it seems weird.
What is this? Who cares? All right. Well, somebody's obviously going to be interested in it. Otherwise, they wouldn't have made it.
Or you wouldn't have talked about
it. Yeah, probably. 21 after the hour. Good day.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Actually, almost 24 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Alan Clark is our first birthday celebrant for this April 5th. He was one of the Hollies. Hoo-ah! Remember long, cool, tall woman
short, in a black dress. Yeah,
fat woman in a black dress.
He ain't heavy. He's my brother.
Yeah, that too.
Bus stop, Carrie Ann.
Woof. All those were cool songs. Also, it's Colin Powell's birthday.
Colin!
Oh, everybody knows him as a former Secretary of State, four-star general, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and a pretty cool guy, actually.
You know, he gave a car to Jay Leno, and it's sitting in Jay Leno's car collection.
Oh, I didn't know that. Really? What kind of a car?
You know what? I knew you were going to ask me. I cannot remember for the life of me.
Why
I
would
can
he
tell you
give
what it looks like.
A car to Jay Leno.
He collects a certain type of car, and I guess he thought that Jay. Oh, he collects. Cadillacs? No. Something. I'll find it. I'll remember. I'll ask
around. I think he does have a bunch of
Cadillacs. There's something he likes, and this one didn't fit in with that, so he gave it to Jay.
Yeah. All right, next up on our birthday list is the drummer for Judas Priest, Dave Holland. Happy birthday today.
Good headbanger rock.
Netha Falskog. Never get her. I'm sure I've got her name right. Falskog. Falskog.
You know what? She's got so much money she doesn't care.
Probably not.
Say it however you
want to say. We help her have a happy birthday.
Right.
Born in the state 1950. One of the singers with ABBA. I think she's the one that plays hard to get. There are two women and two men, and one of the women and two of the men get together for a reprise of sorts when Mamma Mia came out, but she didn't join, I'm pretty sure. Anyway, made lots. She had single career, solo career, as well as being a part of ABBA. Next up, Mitch Pileggi with Skinner on The X-Files.
Such a great show. Oh, my gosh. This gives me goosebumps.
You use me, Skinner! You use me!
Stan Ridgway with Wall of Voodoo. No, that's quite.
Try that.
I'll try this other one.
Oh, I love this song.
Yeah. Ridgway is 58 today, as is Peter Case from the Flintstones. Mike McCready, guitarist with Pearl Jam, is 46.
Yeah, hold on.
Troy Gentry is with Montgomery Gentry.
Now we're talking.
Like a country act here.
That's right.
Yeah. 45 today. Paula Cole.
Good song.
Yeah.
Theme to Dawson's Creek.
Am I the one you were sent to say? 40 today. Alright, so that sort of a spin through the birthday list. April 5, you're an Aries. What was that? It sounds like you're my love, you're my angel.
NKOTB.
Happy birthday, baby. Happy birthday.
Oh, new kids on the block.
Oh.
Got that. You're not down with the lingo.
No, I should be because they're a Boston group. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
It's Chinatown, and don't you forget it. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
Hello, Claude. Where'd you get the midget?
A very nosy fellow, kitty cat, huh? You know what happens to nosy fellows? Huh? No? Want to guess?
Jack Nicholson has a nose encounter with a knife-wielding Roman Polanski in the classic detective movie Chinatown, now in all its film noir glory on high-definition Blu-ray disc. Chinatown won an Oscar for its writer, Robert Towne, who gave its stars, Nicholson, Faye Dunaway, and John Huston, some of the most memorable lines in movie history.
See, Mr. Gitz, most people never have to face the fact. The right time, the right place, they're capable of
everything. She's my daughter.
I said I want the truth.
She's my sister.
But the film's most iconic line is its last, uttered by Nicholson's partner, Walsh, played by veteran actor Joe Mantell.
Forget it, Jake. It's Chinatown.
Nearly 40 years later, writer Robert Towne says it was quite simply the only line that could possibly have closed the film, and he got it from a vice cop that he met before he even started writing the script.
I asked him what he did and where he worked, and he was a vice cop, and he'd worked in Chinatown. I said, well, what do you do down there? And he said, nothing. He said, look, when you're there, you're in a completely alien culture with different dialects, and you don't know what's going on. So I gave Gittes a background in Chinatown where, in trying to do something constructive, that it was impossible to tell whether you're going to help prevent a crime or actually help commit one. And in that sense, Chinatown really came to stand for its Chinatown, for the futility of good intentions. That's the significance of the line.
Did you know it was a great line when you wrote it?
No.
Do you write the script heading towards that line?
I think it was inevitably the only line. What else can you say? Forget it, Jake. It's Chinatown.
Chinatown is on Blu-ray disc now.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Approaching actually 34 past, Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden celebrating the beginning of the baseball season.
Yay!
Today.
Baseball.
Hooray, hooray. Everybody is a winner until the end of the day today.
Today is the best day of the baseball season. Right. Yeah. It is baseball year.
Everybody is going to find they're going to pick. Already people are picking. Who might be? It's silly, kind of. It's
Nationals, like, all the way, baby.
Totally. Steven Strasburg. Right behind the Dodgers, I think.
Yep. Yeah.
But, what was that again?
Give me a break.
God love them, though. Yeah. It's all right.
We've got Magic this year. Don't forget.
Nope. Magic's playing for the Dodgers?
Well, he owns the Dodgers.
Well, he's going to.
Although, I don't know if his magic is rubbed off because we have this thing called the Freeway Series where the Dodgers play the Angels, which, you know, they're an anime.
Starts the season, right?
It doesn't count, but the Angels have murdered the Dodgers. 12-3 one game, 8-3 the other.
Yeah.
Not a good start.
We do that. It's a battle of the Beltway, the Orioles and the Nationals for the preseason exhibition games.
All right, so what happens with the Yankees could play the Mets?
The Mets, absolutely.
Yes. Baltimore, yeah.
So that would be probably the Subway Series, not a Freeway Series.
It is.
Well, that's what they call
series,
it, the Subway Series.
Oh, I'm so smart.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. So,
this field, this game, is a part of our past, Ray. It reminds us of all that once was good, and it could be again. Oh, people will come, Ray. People will most definitely come.
Goosebumps.
Yeah, interesting that he did Casey at the bat, but his role, James Earl Jones, in Field of Dreams is a highlight, he'll tell you, in his career. I can still see he and Kevin Costner in the front of that Volkswagen Bug. Somehow or other, I'm trying to remember the scene that leads up to... Yeah, it's a little Volkswagen. I'm sorry, it isn't the Bug, it's a bus. You're right. Volkswagen bus. What led up to that, I'm trying to remember, but I... Can't you remember some of the things like the visualization of the team that was what was the 1909 team?
Yes,
that fixed supposedly the players or some of the players fixed the outcome of the game. And this tries to this part of the story is dispelling that rumor or the allegation or whatever it is.
Well, no, there was one player who held out and didn't take the money even though he was thrown out of baseball.
And that was the player, what was it, Joe Jackson?
Joe Jackson,
yeah. Right.
Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Thank you, Richie. But I'm trying to remember, I haven't seen this movie for a few years. It's one of those movies. Interesting, Costner was in, what, three or four?
He was in Bull Durham.
Yeah.
And Field of Dreams.
Yeah.
And then just about, 8 or 9 years ago, he did that other baseball movie.
Yeah.
Which I can't remember.
No one saw.
Right.
Yeah.
So he's been in three baseball movies.
But baseball movies are really fun. The best one maybe The Natural or one of the best ones.
You know, I love Major League movies, as silly as they were with Charlie Sheen and the President
silly.
From 24.
And the President from 24.
Yeah.
Just funny. Funny, but fun.
When I walk down the street, people look at me and say, there goes Roy Hobbs. the best there ever was.
Mm-hmm. The movie that that Brad Pitt was in last year.
Moneyball.
Oh, Moneyball.
That was a good movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there were the League of Their Own.
Baseball.
Yeah.
That was great.
League of Their Own. The women.
That was it.
I didn't hear that.
There's no crying in baseball. It was fantastic.
Nah. Yeah, there was. Hey, and the most unlikely characters were in that. Madonna. Yeah.
Madonna, Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, and the best stuff from Jen from what was the one you were just talking about?
Greg Vaughn gets the starting call today.
Yes,
we're told he matured a lot over the road.
Bob Uecker.
Apparently he's bailing now.
Major League.
Congratulations, Rick. As you know, Monty, Vaughn's been working on a couple of new pitches, the Eliminator and the Humiliator, to complement his fastball, the Terminator.
I heard that.
Dynamite drop in, Monty. That broadcast school has really paid off.
Oh, good.
So we have some good videos this week at DougStefan.com. The video today is of a high school track meet where one of the runners trips at the end of the race and falls in a way that is, we'd have to describe, only as unique.
My son and I were watching this last night, and he was cracking up.
Yeah, that's funny. It's cute stuff. Yeah. Doug Steffen, the Good Day Program, Doug at DougSteffen.com, Doug Facebook.com/Good Day Show, and then there's Twitter at Good Day. All these ways for you to be in touch. Some of the stories. I always want to encourage people to send us stories or to have us tell stories, because we get these stories, many of them, from people who listen to the program. A lot of folks have talked in the past 24 hours about this 80-year-old woman who had never really flown. She'd been flying with her husband, but she'd never actually flown the plane, a private plane, that was forced to land after her husband died of a heart attack while he was flying the plane.
Oh,
she Helen was amazing, though. Collins. She held it together. Oh,
yep,
so
she
good.
Did. She took the controls. Her husband had the heart attack, subsequently died. And so there was a pilot on the ground who was on the radio with her that directed her to the ground. There was another plane that caught up to her and shadowed her in the air. She made a bumpy landing at a small airport. You probably saw some of the pictures in the last 24 hours of her in a two-engine Cessna. She had not piloted. Her husband had been a pilot for 30 years. She had minor injuries, but sadly her husband died. They had been flying from Florida up to Wisconsin after spending the winter down there, apparently, but they flew all along. It was one of their most favorite things. She said that she had a circle for an hour and a half and waited until the plane didn't have any fuel for whatever the
smart.
Reason.
Oh, in case they cry, in case she crashed
right.
on landing.
Correct.
They always have you fly off the fuel.
Right. Yep.
You know, I thought the most unique and interesting part of this story was the interview that I saw with the son of this couple.
Mm-hmm.
And what a array of emotions he showed in this interview. He was sort of laughing and crying all at the same time. Number one, saying that his dad did what he loved, to go out doing what you love, is something comforting. But the fact that his mom made it and became a hero and he didn't lose both parents that day, it was just, I mean, think about that range of emotions as the kid of these people.
Yeah.
Just wow.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, if you can watch your parents go out on their terms, mm-hmm. it's a great thing.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, you don't want to watch your parents go out at all, but yes.
A fiery plane wreck might not be the way to do it.
No, but
where
he
takes
was,
your mom with you, but yeah, this is
I mean, he was kind of laughing about it and said how what a great job his mom had done, and it just, wow.
Hmm. Yeah. Good stuff. It's sad because the father's gone, but it is really one of those stories you have goosebumps as you listen to the story. Imagine what must have been going through her mind as she's circling around in this plane, just running out of fuel. Her husband's dead next to her. What in the world is going on in this woman's
mind?
She must
have been talking to him, I bet.
Well, maybe he, by the other, you know, depending on how you understand spirituality, he may have been guiding her.
Mm-hmm.
That's a sign. You know, I was talking to somebody the other day whose father had passed, and they had the significance of numbers in their communication. I think she said his favorite number was 804. And so he was on his way out, and the daughter said to him, "Would you please make sure to tell me that you're okay when you're gone? Signify somehow that things are all right." And the day he died, she had four or five experiences with the number 804, which was his favorite number. When she was leaving the hospital after he died, she saw a license plate, 804. And then there were other things that she told me about. Kind of gave me goosebumps, actually.
Hmm.
Those things happen. Remember the story of the fellow who was the pilot of the Alaska Airlines plane and went down just north of Los Angeles? And this was maybe 10 years ago, an MD-80.
Yeah, the screw came out of the tailpiece or something.
Yeah, yeah. Right. And he had a ring, a large red college ring or something like a sports ring. And he'd always said if anything ever happened to him, he'd let his daughter know that he was all right. And that ring washed ashore.
Ah. Oh,
hmm.
Unbelievable. I mean,
what would be the chances?
Yeah.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah. Stuff like that. Again, gives you cause to think that there's more to life than what you see, what you feel, what you hear, what you taste, what you smell, those five senses. There is a sixth sense, definitely. Here's your imagination right now.
Before you go there, what? Did you hear last week that in Washington there was a big rally for atheists?
No.
And so they were planning this big rally, and they were going to march on Washington, you know, and... you know, for their, you know, to get their word out and, you know, talk about no God and separation of church and state and all this other stuff. Well, everyone around here thought it was so funny that it ended up raining all day on them.
God laughing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, listen, there is more to life than we know, I think, and that's it's hard for some people to grasp that because they're so focused on themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay. That's the way it is, you know. To each his own. Don't criticize me for my beliefs, though. I won't criticize you for yours or your lack of beliefs, but if I feel strongly about something, let me feel as I will.
Yeah, we don't criticize you. We just laugh at you, usually.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Here's something you will not laugh about. The amount of time that you save by going to stamps.com. That's right. You will go right now while I'm thinking about it. I know you're going to be in the mood because most people are just so tired of wasting money. You can buy and print your own U.S. postage using your own equipment. You have a computer, right? Most everybody does in business. And a printer, and even if you're not in business. If you send out lots of mail, this is a way to save dough. You don't need a postage meter. You don't have to stand in a doggone post office and waste your time for those clowns behind to try to figure out, you know, what today. I know it sounds disrespectful, but you know as well as I do, whether you want to admit to it or not, it's like a menagerie when you go to the post office. It is. You don't know whether these people are going to be able to speak English, they understand you, especially if you go to a post office in California. You know, it just is, it's ridiculous. It's an absolute ridiculous waste of lots of time. So stamps.com fixes that problem because it's like having a postal expert at your desk. It's not like going there and having to figure out this person. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've gone to the Santa Monica post office, and I'm so infuriated by these people who are entitled behind. They don't speak English, and they're not even Hispanic.
They speak English.
They don't speak English well.
Yeah.
They speak it very poorly, very poorly. Anyway, and there's always a supervisor out there teaching them how to use some piece of equipment. It's a disgrace. Anyway, you have to put up with all this stuff. Go. It is.
So if you want your own English-speaking mail assistant.
Oh, it is. It's a disgrace. You can laugh all you want. It is. Stamps.com. Why do you disagree? What's the post office like? I never go to the post office anyway.
I have to go from time to time, and I would say that probably I get a mixed bag of things there. My biggest problem there is just the apathy towards the customer. It's just like they're just
They're entitled to get paid whether you're there or not.
Next.
They just show up and collect their check. That's
next.
It.
They chuck your box over their shoulder.
Right.
Next.
Yeah. Next. They're like robots.
Yeah. Hey, and maybe not a fun job, but still, if you're going to be there,
it's not my fault you're there.
Right.
Yeah.
And by the way, Buster, I've just replaced you with Stamps.com.
Exactly.
Yeah. Doesn't make you
old now.
Right. I go to Stamps.com. Special offer for Doug Steffen listeners. you use the name Doug. When you click on the radio microphone at the top of the home page, that's it, Doug, type in D-O-U-G, Doug, you will get, for using my name, a no-risk trial offer. You will get $110 in bonuses, including a free digital scale and $55 in free postage. Check it out, stamps.com. Use the Doug code, stamps.com. Enter Doug. Save time and money with stamps.com.
Because no one knows how to keep your Buick at its best like the Buick Certified Service Experts. They'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for their latest service offers and everyday value pricing.
I've got stuff to do. I can't let pain get in the way. But I can turn to Advil for tough pain relief, Advil PM for relief of nighttime pain and sleeplessness, and Thermacare for long-lasting back pain relief. They're my partners in fighting tough pain. So I can walk the dog. I can take the kids to the park. I can do the things I want. Look for Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare at your neighborhood drugstore or food store. Use these products as directed. With the right relief, I can keep going.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-932-3468. That's 1-800-932-3468. 1-800-932-3468.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
I wish someone would wish me a good day every day like I wish you, Richie, a good day.
Good day, Doug.
Thank you. 51 past the hour.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
It's a major golf tournament that's all about tradition. A tradition that is exclusive, to be sure. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. It begins today, round one of the first of golf's major championships of the year, the Masters, held in Augusta, Georgia, at one of the most prestigious golf courses in the world, Augusta National. Heading into this year's Masters, there are plenty of storylines, not the least of which is a resurgent Tiger Woods, who, a few weeks ago, won a PGA tournament for the first time since 2009.
It felt good to go out there and play as well as I did. And
maybe later, Tiger, there are other issues that have come to the surface again that we need to talk about. Issues of gender and membership. Back in 2002, Martha Burke, who chaired the National Council of Women's Organizations at the time, lobbied for Augusta National to end its all-male membership, threatening to boycott companies whose executives belong to the club. After a while, the issue faded away. But it's back, and here's why. IBM is a major sponsor of the Masters. The last four CEOs of IBM were all invited to become members of Augusta National. The new CEO of IBM is Virginia Romney. Yes, a woman. So the question for Masters Chairman Billy Payne at his news conference yesterday, will Virginia Romney become a member of Augusta and end the exclusionary tradition once and for all?
All issues of membership are now and have been historically subject to the private deliberations of the members. That statement remains accurate and remains my statement.
Reporters tried several times to get Billy Payne to make a comment on this, but to no avail.
Once again, that deals with the membership issue. I'm not going to answer it.
A footnote here. Just about everything at Augusta, and that includes its membership, is so secretive that it is possible Virginia Romney is already a member. It just isn't all that likely. It remains to be seen just how long the issue lingers this time before it inevitably fades away again. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
At Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
A down day on Wall Street. The Dow fell 125 points yesterday to 13,075. S&P lost 14. NASDAQ dropped 45. Crude oil prices also down yesterday, dropping $2.54 a barrel, finishing at $101.47. A follow-up on the recent record-setting $656 million Mega Millions multi-state lottery jackpot. Three winning tickets were sold. We haven't heard yet from one of the winners who bought the ticket in Kansas. There's another in Illinois who will step forward today. And then you have the one in Maryland. Merlanda Wilson claims to have a winning ticket, and she now has a lawyer.
I have not seen the ticket, nor do I want to see the ticket. As a lawyer, my obligation is to my client to defend her and to make sure that she is safe.
That's attorney Edward Smith Jr. of Baltimore, who represents Merlanda Wilson, who claims her winning ticket was not among the tickets she bought for a pool of co-workers at a Baltimore County McDonald's. Her co-workers are, of course, disputing that story. Closing notes, Major League Baseball's stateside regular season opener held last night. The Miami Marlins at their brand new ballpark lost to the defending World Series champ St. Louis Cardinals 4-1. And back to the Masters, round one today. Tiger Woods will get plenty of attention. So will Phil Mickelson, who's won this tournament three times previously. I'm personally rooting for Rory McIlroy of Northern Ireland, who showed such class last year after rebounding from his Masters meltdown to win the U.S. Open just a few months later. But if there's one thing you can count on when it comes to the Masters, is the over-the-top way CBS covers it. No doubt we'll have to endure something like this each day when the coverage starts.
As the azaleas bloom in all their glory along Magnolia Lane, a tradition as tall as the towering Georgia pines, the splendor of spring in Augusta, this is the majesty and magnificence of the Masters.
Even as an avid golfer, all I can say is this. Knock it off. It's just golf. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra. For you.